Twin Cedars quarterback Nick Hazelhoon will suit up for his final high school football game tonight against HLV, which will close out a stellar career for the four-sport athlete for the Sabres. As he looks back on his career that still has basketball, track and field, and baseball to go, it's no surprise that this is his highlight of his career.
Takes a snap. He'll look. He'll throw. It is caught. A hook and ladder. That's to Hazelhoon. To Binnaker. He's going to score. He does. Touchdown, Twin Cedars. We're tied.
Okay, so we've probably played that highlight ad nauseum this season, but it will still go down as not only an iconic moment in the annals of Twin Cedars sports, but likely if we did a moment of the decade, it would still easily rank in the top 10 of Marion County iconic sports moments. That would lead the Twin Cedars to a win in the first round of the eight-man playoffs, as the Sabres would finish 10-1. This season, however, the Sabres, especially Hazelhoon, knew it would be different. Gone was the entire front line of offense and defense, and he had to adjust to playing with guys who had never seen the varsity field until week one. Hazelhoon says his leadership skills were called on to do some different things in 2017.
I just kind of had to step up a little bit and make more decisions for myself instead of relying on other people as much, and I just had to put more trust in the young guys. I think they've improved quite a bit. Like, their knowledge of the plays and what they're supposed to be doing has gotten a lot better over the year.
He says this season he had to become more of an extra coach on the field.
I had to spend a lot of time talking to him between plays and in the off season, just trying to make sure they're getting in the weight room and playbook, and so they get to know what they're supposed to be doing. They have to be able to adjust to different situations depending on the defense, and just know who they're supposed to be blocking and just kind of general blocking things when like common knowledge.
Speaking of coaches, Aaron Allspaw, Hazelhoon's football and track and field coach, knows Nick is a very reliable player on and off the field.
He's had to do a lot more this year with not just throwing the ball, but also with his legs. And he has well over 1,000 yards passing, and then almost close to 1,000 yards on the ground. So just really proud of the way he's performed these past few years, and definitely going to miss him.
During his high school football career, Nick Hazelhoon has racked up some pretty impressive numbers. Going into tonight's game against HLV, Hazelhoon has rushed for 584 career yards and passed for 3,327. With a good night tonight, he could set career highs for passing yardage in a season. Hazelhoon's football playing days will be over after tonight. He only wants not only himself, but the rest of the team to go out, win or lose, leaving everything on the field.
I just like us to be able to play to the best of our ability and go out playing as hard as we can. I'm just going to have to give it my best so that way I have no regrets when I leave the field.
After tonight, Nick will turn his attention to basketball, where he'll be greeted by a new coach this year, Troy Pearson. Hazelhoon says he's excited to get on the hardwood, but there is one more football game to take care of. Our A-Series Player of the Week, Nick Hazelhoon of Twin Cedars. For Football Friday Nights on KNIA KRLS, I'm Derek Cardwell.